You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm really good, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
No, it's great to have you on the show. Let's start with talking about the weather because it's been a pretty awful day for the North Island and other parts of the country. Tamaki Makaurau, one of the big things that we saw as a different problem than we saw last time was people trying to get out of the central city. It was absolutely gridlocked. There was just no ability to catch public transport for a matter of hours. This feels like something that a major city should have a better grip on in a crisis. What's your thoughts around this, Marama?
Absolutely. We could have far easier ways for people to get around, especially in times like last night. I'm here in Wellington, obviously, at Parliament, but I had my two young grandchildren at their ECE centre, the one-year-old and the three-year-old, waiting for their mum and dad to come and pick them up, and they were stuck in traffic. And our three children at Alfriston College, who were also waiting to be signed up, because all the kids had to be signed out. Oh my goodness, what an absolute chaos time for everyone, and quite stressful too for people, because we've got to remember, Rachel, it's only been, a matter of a few months since the last 100-year event, and so a bit triggering for some people who remembered what happened, so stressful. We could have far better, far more connected travel options. Oh, I saw the photos of people waiting in the long, long, long lines for buses and trains. This would be one of the ways that we could get people around easier, especially in these stressful times.
Obviously, this is like a long-term systemic thing that needs to be changed. But for this immediacy, obviously, as you said, a couple of months has passed since we had the last problem like this for a major city like Tamaki. And I'm not wanting to disrespect the rest of the country that's had their experiences as well. But just while we're here focusing on this at the moment, this is something that we need, obviously, some short-term solutions for too. What can central government do to support councils in managing these situations in the short term and, of course, then in the long term?
Well, obviously, people's lives or well-being and property are at risk, and so making sure we've got good information flowing between central government and all of the local authorities, and that's something that ministers have a responsibility for, making sure we're calling those civil defence status quickly enough to get the help to people, making sure we've got all of the forecasts and we're being a lot more proactive, getting the warnings out, supporting people to prepare, giving clear information and advice. People just want to know the advice. Like, we had people all over social media saying, do I travel today? Like, should I get on the road? Are there going to be power cuts? That sort of real basic advice is what councils can be doing, and local government supporting that, getting that out in any way, just working together. Obviously, people are worried about how to protect their families and their properties. And so what can councils do to support people to do that? There's a lot more pre-planning work that we can do, and then there's a lot more freeing up resources and skills to help families and households, and something we've been banging on about for a long time through Ricardo Menendez March, things like increasing the civil defence payment immediately and removing the barriers to it, something that would help people in the immediacy as well.
Well, let's park this for a bit because we're going to definitely be coming back to talk about this in the coming months, I can just tell. But I want to ask a bit about the Elizabeth Kitty situation for the Greens. So she's resigned now. This must be something that, as a party leader, you're quite disappointed to see this as an outcome. How is the situation internally in the party at the moment?
It's something no one ever wants to see, and, really genuinely wanting to ensure that Elizabeth and her whānau are okay, and wishing the best. Really grateful for people who continue to support people involved in this whole internal process. And, you know, that's something that we really take seriously, is people's well-being. And, you know, it's also going to take some time to adjust. There has been a resignation. That's a new thing for us to adjust to, and making sure that everyone's feeling okay will take a little bit of time, I reckon. But we've also just got to carry on with the mahi, all of us, which, you know, we've been doing. So, you know, that resignation has put a line under that part of the caucus process, the internal process, and we've got to keep carrying on with making sure our party is good and strong, feeling strong for the election, and getting on with our mahi.
How are you going to reassure Greens voters or potential Greens voters that the party is feeling strong and is feeling unified? Because this does seem to indicate potentially some bigger fissures in the party. Is that a fair assessment, or how are you going to at least assure the public that that's not the case?
You could just look at our mahi. Just yesterday we had James Shaw announcing a pre-budget, getting more funds into climate work. We've had an ongoing call, and our candidates and our MPs are on the ground around the motu. And the weekend there were events to call for amnesty for all overstayers in light of the recent events that we've all heard about. I've announced with Calvin Davis that the Corrections Arapotama are implementing their mahi for preventing family violence, sexual violence. Like, you know, we'll just keep getting out with people, and we know that that's what people are also really focused on, like, not the internal workings of the Green Party, but what the Green Party solutions are on the table, and what are the choices that people are going to have coming up to election.
Now, just briefly before we let you go, Marama, I do want to hear your thoughts about these Dawn Raid-style immigration raids that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. We've seen a lot of pushback from political parties across the spectrum, including the government as well, on this. But what is the Green Party's position on what we've seen, and what do you want to see change?
No, we've got to immediately grant amnesty to all overstayers. It's hideous. There's absolutely no reason for us to... Well, there was a big apology, for goodness sake. And you apologise and then you keep doing the same thing. So big mihi to the family and community who experienced the most recent raid. But we know that there are hundreds of people who have been experiencing this unacceptable approach, and we've got to stop it. It's a stain on our history, the Dawn Raids, and we don't want another generation to experience that trauma at all. So we'll keep calling for an amnesty. We've been doing so for almost 2 years now.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama. I hope the rest of your whānau is all good in this crazy weather, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rachel. I hope you and your whānau are good as well. Ka pai, ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.